It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Coming up, raising the smoking age to 21. But first, congratulations. You just had a baby. What's that knock on the door? It's a state inspector to make sure your home is suitable. And joining me now is Senator Shelley Short. There's a bill in the Senate called the Welcome to Washington Baby Act. What can you tell us about that?
The Welcome to Washington Baby Act is the state's version of what they would say universal home visiting program for newborn babies and families. And, you know, we want to make sure that people have access to the things they need. You know, some families struggle, but this is not the way to do it. This would mandate the Division of Child and Family Youth Services to set up a program. Well, you know that that agency was a combination of DSHS, CPS, and Department of Early Learning. Those have not been good agencies. And so now you're asking them to develop a program where people are going to come into your home when you have that brand new baby. And to me, it's very intrusive. The program is voluntary, but you have to opt out. To me, voluntary is voluntary. And if you want somebody, you should opt in rather than opt out. But really, my big question is, where does this information go? Does it go to CPS? Do they keep case files on you? There is a lot to this that makes me incredibly uncomfortable. And I think for folks back home would make you incredibly uncomfortable too. They do, by the way, set up case files because it says in the legislation that once the visits are over, they would close the cases. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute here. So I think at this point, it's a solution in search of a problem. We have 2.7 million households in Washington state, 7.5 million population. The legislation itself says there are thousands, they've identified thousands of families that really are in need of help. So I would say spend the time on those thousands of families that need help. Don't go after the 2.7 million others that probably don't need it. And we already have a program in place in Washington state. It's been here since 2010. So focus the program on those families. Don't create this huge state bureaucracy. By the way, $43 million cost, that's in the governor's budget, to set up the program. That's not extending services. That's not what the program's going to cost or maybe the services that families need. And again, target it back to the people who need it. The problem with a statewide program, you're going to probably miss the people who need it most.
State Senator Shelley Short with me. What will these inspectors be looking for?
It seems very subjective. They say it's all going to be evidence-based standards and all of that. But when you talk about health, safety, assessing the health of the baby or the safety of the family, what you and I are going to decide is safe, someone else might go, oh my God, what is that child doing in this house? But the hard part is we know that within DSHS, CPS especially, people can make allegations and those allegations stay with you forever. There's no process. Even if an allegation is found to be unfounded, that stays in your record. To me, this is the camel's nose under the tent of an intrusive government program designed to see how you live, and they're going to make judgment calls. I just think that this is hugely unnecessary. I am absolutely opposed. Again, not opposed to the families needing to get help, those families who need it and can benefit from it, but this is not the way to do it.
State Senator Shelley Short. Teenagers should not be able to buy cigarettes or other tobacco and vaping products anywhere in the nation. That's the message from Republican State Senator Barbara Bailey of Oak Harbor, who joins me now.
What I'm trying to do and what I hope that the citizens of a state would want to try to do is make sure that when someone makes that decision, it's an informed decision and they have been given the information about not only the product, but having the opportunity to use the product, that they are making an informed decision when they either choose to or not to use tobacco products. One of the issues around this whole situation is the newer products associated with vaping. Our young people have found this to be really attractive. It's one of the things that they can do without the other stigmas attached to smoking and tobacco use. When I became aware of this was when I started seeing my two grandkids in high school struggling with some of the things that were coming before them, and they could either choose or not choose to participate. Vaping is attractive to our young people. It is one of the things that many have gotten involved in, And as a result, now they're addicted in a way, and that may be too strong a word, but they choose then to continue vaping. Some of the products that they're vaping have just as much nicotine in them as you find in other forms of tobacco use. Some of it is even more addicting than what regular tobacco use is. And because of the form that they're using in some of our young people's circles, it's just the thing to do. I really want them to know more about it. If they choose to do it, I want them to have the information. I want them to be old enough to make a really good decision about this, because we know that this is addicting. And I just feel that if they're just a little older before they can actually buy the product, hopefully somewhere along the line, they have taken the time to really look at the product and make an informed decision whether this is going to hurt their body or not.
State Senator Barbara Bailey. Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at Washington SRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.